Here's another example. This one comes from my book, Talking from 9 to 5. This was a summer job. And this example was given to me by a young man who took a course I was teaching at Princeton University one year. During a summer job, he was helping out in an office. He was given the task of rearranging books in a bookshelf in a reception area. There was also a secretary at the reception desk. He approached the task of rearranging the books by taking the books out of the bookcase and sorting them on the floor. The secretary commented that this was really quite unsightly in the reception room. Well, he could see it was unsightly too, so he agreed it was and kept on sorting books that way. At one point, the boss came in, saw what he was doing, and said, "Oh, don't do it that way. Keep the books in the shelf and rearrange them from inside." And the secretary at that point said, "Yes, that's what I told him, but he didn't listen to me." He had kept this in his mind over all those years till he told me the example as evidence of the secretary being hypocritical. She claimed to have told him to do it that way, but she hadn't told him. And it was only after our discussion of indirectness in class that it suddenly occurred to him that when she said it's unsightly to do it that way, to her it was self-evident that she was suggesting he not do it that way. These examples and many, many others that I could give reinforce the finding that women are more likely than men to be indirect when it comes to telling people to do things or communicating something negative. It's not the case, however, that women are always more indirect than men across the board. In fact, a letter that I received after the publication of You Just Didn't Understand helped me understand a way in which men are more indirect. In fact, that key example that I've returned to several times now of a woman telling about a problem and a man offering a solution, this reader commented was evidence that men are more indirect than women. The man clearly is taking an indirect interpretation of the woman stating the problem. She didn't ask for help, but he's assuming that her statement of a problem is an indirect request for help. And perhaps it's not surprising that the man would assume that asking for help is something she might not want to come right out and say. It might be something she prefers to do indirectly. The reader wrote me the following comment about how he learned to be indirect. "Many years ago," he wrote, "when I was in the Navy, I was training to be a radio technician. One class I was in was taught by a chief radio man, a regular Navy man who had been to sea and who was then in his third hitch. The students, about 20 of us, were fresh out of boot camp with no sea duty and little knowledge of real Navy life. One day in class, the chief said it was hot in the room. The students didn't react except perhaps to nod in agreement. The chief repeated himself, 'It's hot in this room.' Again, there was no reaction from the students. Then the chief explained, he wasn't looking for agreement or discussion from us. When he said the room was hot, he expected us to do something about it, like opening the window. He tried it one more time, and this time all of us left our workbenches and headed for the windows. We had learned, and we had many opportunities to apply what we had learned." Part of the reason I'm particularly fond of this example is that it comes from the military, and our image of communication in the military is of an officer barking orders at subordinates. In fact, I'm told, not only by this letter writer, but by others that I've talked to since, that in the Navy, in other military branches as well, in the military, the hierarchy is so clear that the superior doesn't have to bark orders. All they have to do is call attention to a problem, and the subordinate knows that it's his job to fix it. So that's an example of where indirectness in giving orders is something that is very common to men. What, in fact, could be more masculine than the environment of the military? There are, however, other situations in which men are inclined to be more indirect than women. One example that I've already alluded to is talking about weaknesses or problems. And as I just said, that might be why a man might assume that a woman looking for a solution to a problem might not want to ask for that help directly.